This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I was walking to my sink, and this picture flew at me and broke into a lot of pieces. There was more glass that I had swept up than there was in that picture frame, and there was nothing else that broke. And also, we had heard furniture moving upstairs. There was no one that lived upstairs. I heard a woman crying in the middle of the night, and I heard her crystal clear in my kitchen. And the lady next door, I told her what happened, and she said she heard the same thing, but she could hear it crystal clear in her kitchen. When I couldn't hear, it was muffled, so I could not hear what was going on in next door, and you know, real clearly. And I lost my son. My son passed away. And I realized one night when I was crying, because the cry that I heard that night was really, really sad. And I'm watching your show on YouTube right now and talking about knowing ahead. And it seems like I didn't realize that that crying of that woman was actually me crying at the loss of my son. It was really a sad cry that I had heard. Also, I've had dreams that have come true. I dreamt I moved into this house, and it was in this big old house, and someone broke in and shot somebody and killed them in the other room. Then they shot me in the collarbone, and I looked towards the window, and all I could see was tree trunks. So I grabbed the phone, and the kitchen was a baby blue color in my dream, and it was in real life. It was a baby blue color, and I grabbed the phone, and I jumped out the window in my dream and couldn't get help. I called the 911, and I think back then it was zero, because I am 64 years old and have numerous stories I could tell you. And also Native American, and we are have a lot of stories on our reservation ghost stories also. But I looked up at the house, and it was a white house. There were pine trees all around, and it just so happened that one night I was sitting there with this girl, my friend, and I was pregnant with my oldest son and drinking some tea, and she said that out of the corner of her eye, she could see somebody sitting on this long bench, and there was a pot belly stove there, but I couldn't see them, what she could see. And then it hit me that I had dreamt about that house before I moved in there. I dreamt about it in my dream, like I told you. I had got shot, jumped out the window, and it just brought chills to me, and to realize that I had dreamt about this house, and the phone was in the exact same spot that it was in my dream. And I do believe that people that have NDEs have that sixth sense, because I know when my son got he was murdered, and when I heard the gunshots, I knew that he was gone. I knew that he wasn't going to be here anymore when I heard the gunshots, and it was very traumatic for me. And I dreamt about him last night. He has come to me several times, and after my when I first lost him the first year, I saw him. It seemed like I woke up and I left my body, and my eyes, my soul or my eyes went around the corner, went out the bedroom, out around the corner, and he was sitting on the couch, and he was dressed in new clothes, and he looked, he was waiting to go somewhere, and he was watching TV. And then I just like woke up, because I knew that he was gone. I started crying because I knew that he wasn't no longer on this earth. And I've had miracles happen. I was about to become homeless. I got displaced, and I got my home. I applied for an apartment, and I got it on his birthday. On the way out to the cemetery, I was going to go place some flowers out there, and I do a little ritual, being Native American, and sing and pray to the four directions, and been to the cemetery at night, and so peaceful. It's just so peaceful, and it just doesn't seem like people are so scared of cemeteries, but I'm not. And so I just wanted to tell you these stories.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.